All right, good evening. I will call the Village of Croton on Hudson Planning Board meeting for Tuesday, January 13th, 2026, to order. First item on the agenda is a new business item.
Can you use your microphone, please? Can you use your microphone?
I think we have a microphone on. You can't hear me? Yeah, is that better?
That's much better, thank you.
All right, sure, thank you. The first item on the agenda is a new business item. Roseanne McDonald, 43 Riverview Trail, accessory cottage application.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. I'm Dean Borelli with Westchester Modular Home. And I believe you have the paperwork in front of you, but if you need, I have a color version of the elevations in the floor, if you need to see it.
I think we have the paperwork.
You have the paperwork? Right. So it's a, it's an ADU that we're putting in at 43 Riverview Trail. It's gotten all the necessary variances approved, front yard setback height and then front door. So we are just pending your approval.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about the application and where you've been and where you stand?
Well, where we've been, you want to be a little bit more specific on that, where we've been? We have been before the
Zoning board.
Yeah, the zoning board. I have to apologize because it's my, my partner was actually the one heading up this, but he's actually down in Austining right now, so I'm stepping in, so you have to forgive me.
Could you pull the microphone a little closer to you, please?
Sure.
Thanks so much.
Okay, is that good?
A little better.
So my partner was the one handling this property on 43 Riverview Trail, so. But I am familiar with what's happening here. There's an existing kind of cottage that's dilapidated and kind of in very, very bad shape. And we had met with the client, and she'd like to replace it and put a new structure in there. And so we're going through all the necessary protocols, ensuring that we're in the same footprint of where the old cottage was. And, you know, obviously codes have changed since that cottage was put up. And so we had to go through zoning to ensure we had all the necessary variances in place. Most importantly, there were the height variance that we had to get and the front yard setback. And, and then at the 11th hour, we were notified. After we got those variances, we were about to come forth before you guys. We were notified that we needed to get a front door variance. There was a little discrepancy in the code. It specifically speaks to a front door not being allowed on apartments, not specific to cottages. And, you know, the code does make a variation between the two. But then when it came to specifically on the front door, it spoke specific to apartments. So we had thought maybe we don't need to do this. Well, to err on the side of caution, we came, went back for the variance earlier, or I'm sorry, last week, got the front door variance. And so that's where we are now. We are prepared to begin having my client's going to have the demolition done, going to apply for the demo permit, and have the company come in and ensure that all the disconnects are in place and everything is done according to standards.
What was the height variance that you needed from the zoning board?
3 feet.
3 feet. For a total height of what?
I think it was 20. I got it right. We needed it. It was shown. It's 18.3. So it was 3'3". It's the building height's supposed to be 15. We asked for 3'3", and we're granted.
Thank you.
Yep. And you had a setback variance as well, granted.
Correct.
And the front door variance was for that to be visible from the road, right?
Correct. It's the end of a dead-end street, no pass-through traffic. It was a front door facing before, and it's a vast improvement.
And that was granted as well?
That's right, Your Honor. Yeah, sir. I feel like I'm in court.
I had a question on the application under, about a third of the way down, it asks, does the owner of the types listed above reside in or will reside in one of the dwelling units as their primary residence? And there was no answer, yes or no.
Yes, yes, for both, for the primary residence and for the ADU.
Okay, thank you. So wait a minute, the primary owner is going to live in both?
Primary owner and her daughter. And her daughter.
Okay, it's family.
I live in the primary house. My daughter's going to move in. Being that I am older, my daughter's a nurse.
Me too.
As I should need the help, she'll be there.
Gotcha, thank you.
And was the previous building, the cottage, used as a residential use?
No, it was just, hasn't been used in 30 years, let's put it that way. It's been in bad shape in 30 years.
Originally it was used.
Would you sit back down, please?
Yeah.
I was going to answer.
That's my daughter.
Well, when you're recognized, then you can come up and speak.
Originally it was, when it was first put up, it was used. It had its own meter, it had everything right there, it had its own plumbing, everything was set. It was used for that, but like my client said, it had been vacated for quite some time now.
Okay. So if you would like to say anything?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
So looking at the pictures of the site, we see there's some propane tanks out in front of the building.
That will be disconnected. The propane is already disconnected, the line, and I'll have someone take the propane tank away.
Perfect. Thank you. So you'll bring in a modular home by crane and drop it in there, or how will that work?
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's it. We'll come in with it. It's going to be in two modulars, two boxes, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's narrow getting down that road, and we can only go so wide.
Any overhead wires that you're worried about?
None to be concerned there, no. And the disconnect's got to get done to the cottage anyhow, so there'll be no wires in the way.
Okay. And utilities going into the structure. You've got water, sewer, electric or gas?
That's correct. It's going to be electric and water, sewer. Correct.
That's existing? That's already coming
it's
in?
It's already there.
It's already there. We're going to verify everything. We have to scope it and make sure that the sewer is clear. But, yeah, it is on sewer, so it's great.
And the existing driveway for both residences? Yeah.
Well, there's an existing driveway on the primary residence. This will have a little parking
on the side.
Area right by the cottage, right. Yes.
Well, actually, you're establishing a new parking area, it looks like, from the plans,
it's
correct?
Already there. It just not being used.
Yeah, it's there. It's a hard pan. It'll be gravel.
Oh, I see.
Where it says concrete washout on the proposed site plan, what is that?
It's temporary erosion control measure?
Correct. It's exactly what it is.
Okay. So that's for construction only?
Yeah, construction
correct.
Only.
Correct.
Where they pour the concrete so that they dispose of it properly.
Yeah, when they dispose of the concrete after whatever's left over. Yep.
Thank you. And I see that there's a retaining wall and grading and, or not grading, that's a contour shown. Those are all existing contours?
Yeah, that's all existing in the back there. Yep, there's an existing retaining wall there, and you can see the elevation start to rise in the back, hence the reason why the height requirement we needed was to lift it up a little bit.
Okay. And the square footage of the proposed cottage?
750.
Yeah, it's about 750 square
750,
feet.
750, so within our 800 square yep. feet?
Yeah, it's beneath 800.
Although on your plan it says living area 800 square feet.
Yeah, which is yet to be determined how we're going to use a little piece of that space, whether it be finished or not, but it's under 800 in total. It'll be under 800 square feet in total.
What little area are you referring to?
If there's going to be the steps going into the crawl space or not, and whether they're going to count that, it's not technically a finished space that's crawling going out there. So I'm not quite sure how we're going to finish that, if it's just going to be a hatch. It's still going to be under 800 square feet.
So it's like a small English basement?
Correct.
That's not living space.
It's not living space.
Right.
So we had a draft resolution in our packet, and then there was a new one. It looks like was revised.
One more thing.
Yeah, I was just asking.
I'm sorry.
What the revisions were on the on right. that?
It was just the additional variance that was granted for the front door.
Thank you. Go ahead.
In terms of the, I think that might have been two different things going on. The revision of the minutes did not have to do with that. They just touched it up a bit and made clear that they're also getting minor site plan approval as well with these accessory cottages. So that's the answer to that question.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Go ahead, Steve.
I see you've got some floodlights on the outside, which is perfectly normal. I would just ask that you have the kind of shades that throw the light down and don't scatter light out in 180 degree direction.
Of course. Yep.
Thank you.
Talk about number 3 on here, resolution.
So I'm looking at like two different resolutions. That's what I was asking.
And which one?
Looks like it was a new one that was on the desk tonight.
Yeah, that was almost
two. Yeah, I compared the two, and the wording was a bit rearranged. Some of the paragraphs were rearranged from the original that we got.
Okay.
In our packet.
So the number 3 that you're referring to is what?
Still should be number 3 on the new resolution.
Okay. So the 3, the colors is one, colors and materials, and the other one is the section of the village code.
Correct.
So which one are you referring to?
Well, this would be about being Lewis Parkland.
Therefore, requires a payment.
This is what we talked about in the past, right?
So
with ADUs.
I'm still confused. Like, which one are we?
I see what's happening.
There's two different resolutions, drafts, and I don't know which one we're actually supposed to be referring to.
Accessory cottage structure.
So this is the new one that came on our desk tonight. So that's not the same number 3 that you're referring to.
Here's number 3.
Yeah, that talks about materials
and
colors.
This looks like it should be 4. This is the parkland that doesn't have a number.
All right, so this should be
4.
Renumbered?
Yeah, so this is 3. Number before this should be 4.
And that should
be 5.
4 should be that.
And then
the parkland thing, okay.
Economic development.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So number 4. And then everything below that becomes 6, 7, 8.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's talk about
So go ahead. Sorry.
Well, number 4. We got to talk about what we want to do there.
So refresh, Vincent, maybe you can refresh our memory. What is the fee?
I think it's $12,000 is the fee, as far as I know.
What was the outcome? We had a whole discussion about that.
We've talked about these for each one that's come up since this was enacted, and our approach has been in each one of these is that this fee is for
lieu of parkland.
Contributing to the pop, because this contributes to the population growth, and no suitable land is available for, on the site for a park.
Right.
Therefore, they need to pay this fee. And our approach on ADUs, up to this point.
Been to waive.
Right, and I, that's right, I was suggesting maybe we modify it, but I think the board, or we, decided that it wasn't in our purview to modify it, it was just a binary decision of yes or no.
Yes, I believe, I think that's how I recall that as well.
There was no answer.
I don't recall an answer either. So, how do we feel about that?
Well, we've got two of these tonight. Same situation. It sounds like the additional population is going to be the daughter moving into there. And I don't know, that represents a big taxing of our parkland, park use. So, you know, if we're encouraging ADUs, considering that that fee would represent a large percent of the overall cost of the modular home. You know, my sense is that we've have a bit of a precedent that we've set in these past accessory cottages, not apartments, of accessory cottages, and that my sense is we, in this case, it, our past thinking still applies.
I agree with that.
I agree as well. So, any other discussion on that?
I don't necessarily agree, but I'm willing to go along with the herd on this one, particularly because we've done it in the past, so it would seem inconsistent to suddenly reverse course. And I still believe what I said earlier, that I would hope that the board trustees, will decide to either give us some latitude or themselves modify the fee in
no,
a more appropriate manner.
This is up to us to decide.
We can decide on the amount?
Yeah.
Really? Is that accurate, Vincent?
I would refer to the lawyer on that one. I don't believe so, but I can call him up since we can't get him on the Zoom right now if you want to call him.
I thought, I understood it to be the sort of binary.
That's what,
yeah,
I,
that's right.
That's
can
what
either,
I understood.
Either waive it, we can either waive it or...
Or it is what the,
it's either 12,000 or nothing.
Correct.
Right.
Right.
So
if you all feel it's appropriate to waive it, you know, I understand that. And like I said, I don't want to disturb precedent. I just wish there was some middle ground that was available to us, which it sounds like there's not. So no. So be it.
Well, for I what agree with you on the middle ground or having some kind of latitude for the board to be able to deal with it, but since we don't, I would say that I would like to suggest that we strike the number four on the thing, or make it so that the planning board does not require the payment of the applicant for the fee in lieu of parkland.
And if I could add, because we know there's going to be other ADU applications coming before us after tonight, I would ask the building department to nudge the board of trustees to kind of at least review that for an answer as to whether we can have middle ground going forward. That's
very
all.
Well.
Yep. Thank you.
And just a suggestion for the board, if I may, because I deal with this quite a lot. A lot of times what's taken into consideration is the use of the ADU and when it's family, because the impetus is being that we want to keep the taxpayers who built this town to what it is and most towns to what they are. In their town, not force them out. And you know, if a family member is usually living in those ADUs, like I live in Connecticut, but the reason they allow it without any type of fees is simply for that. They want to keep the families. If it's going to be a rental, sometimes it's considered for an additional fee. So for what it's worth, just for the board.
Point well made. I mean, I think the issue for us is often that it could be presented as a family member and then become a rental the next month.
True.
For whatever reason, I'm not suggesting that that's the case here, but But that is the dilemma that we deal with on an ongoing basis. And so, you know, many times people are not necessarily presenting false information. They're just, their circumstances change or their, however it comes down, that it actually is not the case going forward. And we don't regulate that. So,
yeah. Gotcha.
So that's where it seems that maybe there's a, I think this board has already weighed in on our feelings about this fee, and it seems to be a $12,000 fee on a small building like this seems to be onerous to past applicants, and they've voiced their concerns about it, and so we have as well.
We appreciate that.
That's where I would suggest that we waive it in this case.
Yes.
Any other thoughts or comments? About, have you guys had a chance to review the resolution?
I reviewed it briefly, yes, I did.
Okay. So I would entertain a motion on the resolution.
Okay. Motion to approve the accessory cottage application for 43 Riverview Trail.
With the amendment
of striking the what is item four, referring to payment in fee in lieu of parkland.
Right, do you have a second?
Yes, second.
Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You might remind him that his part of the change membership has been added.
Yes, we have, actually. So Steve brought up a good point, and it's really just a reminder. It's part of the resolution that would be, it's listed on here as number 7. We kind of renumbered them as number 8, but it talks about a change of ownership, and that upon a change of ownership, should the new owner desire to continue the accessory apartment or accessory cottage use in this case, the new owner shall provide notification to the building department confirming the new owner will reside in the premises as required, and that they are aware of the laws regarding accessory apartments and accessory cottages will remain in compliance. Such notice shall be provided within 90 days of change of ownership. Failure to timely file will result in a revocation of the accessory apartment or accessory cottage approval, and the new owner will have to make a new application. So should you, you know, sell the land, you need to make sure that you take those steps to provide the new owner with that information.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck with your project.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So the next item is a new business item as well. James Corbett, 284 Grand Street, also accessory cottage application. Hi.
Hello.
So if you could introduce yourselves and tell us your...
I'm Bob Small. I'm the builder.
James Corbett, homeowner.
Okay. You want to tell us about your project?
We are doing a garage conversion for Mr. Corbett's in-laws to live in the summer when they come and visit. It's an existing structure that we're going to bring to code. It's meets all the zoning requirements, the setbacks, and the other requirements. We have a sewer line running through about 5 feet from the ADU, and we're going to bring the water inside the existing house.
Sorry, say that again, please.
Oh, we have a sewer line about 5 feet in front of the ADU. It runs through the backyard. And the water, we're going to run inside the house, connect to the house.
And utilities, electric?
Electric will go to the house.
Okay, so tell us about the, is it a demo? Is it a, just a modification? Tell us what you have to do.
Modification to meet code. So the roof rafters are 2x6s. We have to build them down. The walls are 2x4s. We have to fur them out for spray foam. Egress windows in the bedroom. Smoke and CO2 detectors. Basically, it will be a new house when we're done with it.
So the footprint stays the same?
Yes.
Okay. And it's a, what, a two-car garage? Or?
Yes.
Okay. And how many bedrooms are you going to have?
One bedroom and a little open office.
That's right, yeah.
So on your application where it says, is an existing accessory building being converted into an accessory cottage, you've checked no?
I think that, they also said that they're applying for accessory apartment. I think that was just, like, the language might have been confused between an accessory apartment and accessory cottage. I think that might be the case. Because I also, for the record, my memos also
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It accessory is, apartment, yes. Too. You did check yes.
Yeah,
sorry.
So it should say it on the application, it should say accessory yes. cottage?
Yeah, it's just saying he should have checked off accessory cottage.
Do you have a copy of the plans?
I got the application up on the screen right there. So okay. They're talking about just like this area here. Should have just checked off this, but
it's yeah.
not a huge deal. It's just different terminology. It can get confusing.
So we're zoning compliant, I guess.
Yeah, there's a copy.
Yes, there's no zoning issues with this one. Okay. It's an existing cottage, so they're allowed to convert it to accessory cottage.
The colors were going to match the existing house. The existing house was just remodeled, so it has new siding and new roofing, and we're going to use the same as the house.
Okay. And we're we would be at 499 square feet of habitable area, so we're within the guidelines for an ADU. Appears to be a pretty straightforward application.
Yep.
Any thoughts, John, Eva?
No, like you say, this seems like an... Oh.
I don't see anything that would be a flag or anything like that.
Right. Seems like an easy one.
Just looking at Google Earth, that's all.
Yep. All right, well, we have a... draft resolution before us, which has sort of all those standard clauses.
Well, how about the in lieu of parkland?
Yeah.
We have the same issue with in lieu of parkland.
Yep.
So that would be number three on this application, right?
Yep.
So I guess I would put forth that we would waive the fee in lieu of parkland for this application as well.
Was there a fee before?
So The village code provides for a fee at the discretion of the planning board for accessory cottages for parkland, and we've kind of voiced our disagreement, if you will, with the fee. It's $12,000 or nothing.
Wow.
So it's quite significant, yeah. And we've written a memo to the village board asking them for some degree of latitude, because it seems to be the attorneys told us that it's either it's not a moving target. It's either zero or $12,000.
Yeah.
So,
that's significant.
And in cases like this, it seems like that would be a fairly significant
over under 500 square feet, $12,000
of the the cost of doing this project. And if we're encouraging these projects, then that would certainly seem to be a discouragement of the project. So the last application, we waived the fee, and the suggestion here is that we waive the fee for this application. And hopefully there will be, we're not necessarily in disagreement that there should be money provided for parkland. It just seems like on some of these applications, like this one, I would say, it seems to be a little bit, onerous in terms of the amount.
Yeah.
And maybe there would be an amount that would be more appropriate, but that seems like...
That's well put. I mean, it's not unreasonable to ask for new residents to contribute to parkland in our community for the benefit of everybody, but as you said, the amount as it is now is onerous.
Could be based on construction cost.
It could be based on a number of things. It could be based on square footage.
Yeah.
But some criteria that seems more fair than all or nothing, as Rob put it, it's onerous.
Yeah.
We're just looking for the middle ground.
And similarly, there are applications that have come before us for what we call accessory apartments, which are a carve out of an existing home, whereby we provide an apartment within the home, and there is no fee for parkland on those applications provided. So it seems a little bit out of sync, at least in our board's opinion on the last several that we've seen. So suggest that we strike that one.
Yep.
So someone like to make a motion on the application? John, please.
To approve the application. I forget what number it is.
With number three on
strike. Eliminate number three.
Okay. Okay. Anybody want to second that?
Sure.
Eva?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you very much. Cool.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
I've done 12 in Connecticut and none in New York yet.
What's that?
I've done 12 in Connecticut and none in New York yet.
It's interesting. I know that it's become quite a thing in Mass as well.
Mass is every town in Mass is approved except for Boston.
Yeah, I've been hearing about that.
Come check it out. Thank you.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is an old business item, Mirage Mirror and Glass, 425 South Riverside Avenue, final signage approval.
Can we ask a question or make a statement about that?
About what?
425 South Riverside, since we directly adjoined that property.
Is there anyone here to...
They never received. It's really just a question about what's written in the resolution.
So if you want to come on up, please, and state your name and address, and then absolutely.
Okay.
Do we have
My name is Constancia Warren, and I live at number 1 Young Avenue, which overlooks that property.
I'm Bruce Dollar. I also live at 1 Young Avenue.
So in the resolution, the original application was not from Carmel Riverside. Carmel Riverside is a development company, and they've spoken to all of us who adjoin that property about their plans to develop that property. So my question has to do with your third whereas about it not being subject to environmental quality review for the sign. Is that simply for the sign, or does that cover any other environmental quality review?
Just for the sign.
It's just for the sign.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
That if they're going to go forward with their plans to develop the property, there
be,
would
yeah,
need to be a full 100% environmental
yeah,
review.
Yeah, yeah. That's coming in the works, but that's not before the board at this meeting. In a few months or so, they'll probably be before the board, and they'll have much more requirements. And
will the residents who adjoin that property get more than like 72 hours notice?
Yeah, you'll definitely
be able to see the documents with enough.
Yeah, you get two weeks
them.
Notice. You should get yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Because on this one, there's only a couple of days' notice. This does call for some landscaping. Is that just limited to the front of the building?
Right.
Right. This is just about the sign.
Before us today, it's just for the final approval of
the sign.
That's all that they're before the board for today, right now.
But they're not actually here before the board.
Can we see the sign?
Yeah.
Please?
Yeah, the picture of the sign was in the materials.
And how does the sign relate to an environmental review?
It's just noted that the environmental review isn't required for this particular aspect, but once he comes in with the development plans, there's a whole different procedure that will take place and other requirements that he has to adhere to. So you'll get the notice, neighbor notice as requirement to be heard for the board, so you'll get that as well when that time comes.
So this application has to do with this particular business being there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have anything to do with redeveloping the property. And so any sort of redevelopment of the property would be a separate issue,
sure.
A separate review. They would produce a site plan that they would then make an application on, and it wouldn't have any bearing on the signage for this particular application right now.
Okay.
It would be and we've actually seen previous proposals for this property in the past, and that's a whole other process that has nothing to do with the signage application for tonight. But you certainly would get, you should look out for any sort of application that happens on that property, given that you have an interest in it, and notice would be.
I read all the agendas and look at all the materials.
What's that?
I said I look at all the agendas and read all the materials. I mean, I am on the watch for it, but I've also been aware that the amount of notice that we get is limited. What you say my understanding from what you're saying is that if we adjoin it, that we would be entitled to get a little bit more advance notice than just the public posting of the agenda.
Exactly, yeah. So when that comes up for the site plan approval, they have to, the neighbor mailing notifications are a requirement. So you'd get a letter in your mail 10 days before.
10 days before.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that type of development, correct me if I'm wrong, wouldn't that eventually trigger a public hearing?
Yeah, public
as well?
Hearing, seeker's going to be a thing.
It's a whole process.
It's going to be a lot going on with that.
Okay.
So I'm not there yet.
You won't not know about it.
Yeah, right.
I promise.
Okay, thank you.
No
That's
problem.
All.
May I ask a question? Is that like a mirror image of the storefront?
I think it's just a picture of it. Let me see if I took another one.
It's the south end of the building, right?
Yes.
Thanks. Thank you, Josh.
I was listening the whole time.
Okay, welcome.
How is everyone?
Good.
Thank you.
I thought the doors were closer to Van Cortlandt Manor. And on the left, on the northern end of that, was the dance studio.
Right, this is the opposite end of the building.
The actual.
Right.
Right.
Rob, there's another question.
Is there a comprehensive planning master plan for Croton on us?
I'm not going to address you right now unless you would like to come up and introduce yourself, and I'll entertain a question. And
we're in the middle of another piece of business.
Just a quick question. I wonder, because I don't know. I'm Barry Donaldson. I live here in Croton for a number of years. And I just
your address,
kind of
please?
To
What's
see what
address,
you all
Barry?
Do.
Barry, what is your address, please? Yeah.
What is my what?
You said you live in Croton for a number of years. What's your residence? What's your address?
Oh, I live on 14 King Street.
Thank you.
Yes, sure. I'm just here tonight because I'm interested in seeing what you all do.
I don't think so. We're in the middle of a piece of business here, so if you'll, I'm sorry I asked you up because I thought you were addressing what we were talking about.
I am.
It doesn't seem like it.
I am addressing you.
I know. You're not addressing the issue that we have before us right now. If you would please go back and sit down, then I will ask you to come up after we finish with this piece of business.
Gee, I'm really sorry I bothered you. Thanks.
So I just, if you mind, I just so you understand, if we haven't noticed any type of public comment section, the public doesn't know that they could come up and talk about anything. It's usually whatever the specific agenda is enumerated, you'd have, if it's a public hearing, comments on that, even noticed as a public hearing. So I was just, sorry I'm late. Normally I'd be jumping in and talking
problem.
About all of this stuff as we go along, but I was waiting for the Zoom. It didn't work. So.
All right, so let's try and deal with the matter that we have in front of us, which is Mirage Mirror and Glass and their final sign approval.
Here it is. And this is just a reflection of, like, the wires, street wires. So that's not actually part of the sign.
Could you repeat that, Vincent? I didn't
you see this,
follow
like,
that.
If you could see this line right here.
Yes.
It's just a reflection from the picture of, like, the overhead telephone lines.
Oh, I see. It's not part of the sign?
No, it's not part of the sign.
Okay. So, and the VEB addressed this issue and gave us a memo?
Yeah, they gave positive feedback on that, on this one. I don't know, where's their memo exactly? Let me see. Reviewed your sign permit, made some design suggestions based on the revised photographs that you submitted today. The images are consistent with the advisory board and the visual environment suggestion. Therefore, a sign permit is issued today to approve your signs. So the permit was issued, but this approval was never really.
And they're not. There's no changes we have to contemplate that they're recommending.
Yeah, this is what they installed is what Dan in his memo gave a permit for, but
okay.
They missed
okay.
the step of getting it coming back for approval.
All right.
Will you take a motion?
Yes.
Motion to approve the Mirage Mirror Glass sign as we're looking at it and as previously reviewed by the VEB.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Why don't you ask that gentleman to come back up so
yeah.
we can get him finished.
Sure. So, Mr. Donaldson, we're finished with this piece of business. If you would like to come up and address the board, we would entertain any comments that you have right now.
You have the time?
I wouldn't have invited you up here if I didn't.
I was just asking simply if there is a comprehensive master plan for the town of Croton that establishes areas of consideration for growth, both commercial and residential, areas of growth for natural landscaping, and something to be done for the crappy condition of Main Street.
So we do have a comprehensive plan, and it's on file with the engineering department, and you'd be more than welcome to come in and review it. Or it may even be online, I'm not sure.
But yes, there is a plan.
It's online.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so our next item is the minutes, draft minutes from
12/9/2025. Just for the record, Mr. Chairman, it is under public documents and comprehensive plans on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the last three.
Okay.
Thank you. A couple of comments on the minutes?
Yes, please. May.
Karen, I'll give this to you. I just wanted to add something to that first paragraph where I was citing my conversation with Russ Davies. I wanted to add to the end of that first paragraph, due to the fact that the only subjects discussed were already part of the public record. I'm going to hand this to you in a moment, though, Karen, make it easy for you. And in the second paragraph, I'm not sure what the phrase over a little means in that one, two, three, fifth line down.
That's what I said. I couldn't either, so.
So should we put it in quotes maybe then?
Okay.
Well, no, I mean, what are we trying to say here, though? Retaining wall, I'll read the sentence. When asked to talk about the changes to his project, the applicant said that after the house was put up, he started work on the landscaping and the retaining wall contoured over a little. I guess what we're trying to say is due to the site conditions,
yeah,
it moved slightly.
Yeah, that's what he meant.
Essentially, right.
Oh.
Yeah.
So maybe we say,
can we change contour to be moved? I mean,
It was moved slightly, might be the wording.
Thank you, Jeff.
Retaining wall was moved slightly?
Yeah. Because of the contours of the land, the retaining wall had to be moved slightly.
That's perfect.
Something like that.
Yeah.
That was the context, yeah.
Could you pass this down to Karen, please? Make her life easy. My earlier comment. Thanks, guys.
Karen, just under section 3, approval of minutes. We say draft minutes September 16th. That should be November 4.
Anybody else have anything?
Yes.
Please?
Excellent.
Okay.
Page 2. Third paragraph. There's only one E in my name. You had it right the other time.
That is a big one, John.
Yeah,
you're right.
I have back on page 1. I have a question at the bottom of that paragraph we were just talking about. So, but while the north side wall has been built closer to the property line than originally approved, is that the wall of the house or the wall of the?
The
retaining wall. That's the retaining wall. Yeah, maybe why don't we put that in, because there was discussion of the difference between where the walls of the building envelope had to, the house, and that the there were not the same requirements for the retaining walls.
I don't have any other comments on the minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Motion to approve the minutes with the changes we've just enumerated.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
And before you adjourn, were you about to adjourn?
Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask Karen and Vincent if I thought we had talked about we were going to have like an item each time on our agenda for like an engineer report or questions or that type of thing. So if we have an opportunity to, maybe we could do that now.
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna put it actually like officially on the agenda, but I can give a brief update on a couple things, not too much detail, but first off, 425, they're planning on coming back are coming in with a 49-unit building, so that's going to be a big application.
Oh. 49 units.
Oh, my goodness.
So just a quick clarification, because we talked about this a little bit. And the worry with an engineer's report or something along those lines is when it gets to be a give and take without notice to applicants, we worry about that. So as long as you're getting updates and Vinny's just giving you information,
we're aware. Thank you for that. Okay. Absolutely.
So that one's coming. Be ready for that. Another big item that appears to be big is 1360 Albany Post Road. Got an email 20 minutes before the meeting from the applicant there confirming that they had been in touch with the DOT.
This is the design center?
This is the design center, yes. Yeah. So they have been in touch with DOT, and they informed me that DOT is going to be reaching out to me. So hopefully there's another update, small update on that also next month. But it seems that they're addressing the situation.
Can I add something? Just to alert my colleagues that the CAC is beginning to work on dark skies code potentially for Croton. We're in the process of reviewing the codes from Yorktown, Cortland, and others so as to make a comprehensive recommendation that I guess would go to the Board of Trustees and then eventually filter down to us for review and comment. That's all. This is part of my liaison role to CAC. That's it.
Okay. And
all right. I think we're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Sorry.